It's Morning Edition from NHPR. It's been 2 weeks since a Sullivan County Superior Court judge ruled the state's cap on state education aid is unconstitutional. The city of Dover sued the state, arguing the cap shortchanged fast-growing school districts. Dover was awarded $1.5 million in the decision, money the city lost out on last year. Now, 40 other school districts across New Hampshire are waiting to see how much additional funding they'll see from the decision. Chip McGee is superintendent of the Bedford School District, one of the towns affected by the cap, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Can you explain how this state cap on education aid affected your school district?
Yes. So it affected us the same way it affects everyone else. So there's a funding formula where a certain amount of dollars are allocated per student. But for districts that are growing, like Dover and Bedford, they had a cap in place. And so instead of funding it at the full, it was about $3,500 per student, they had to limit that. And so in fiscal year 16, that amounted to about $4 million that needed to be made up by taxpayers instead of being funded through the state adequacy grant.
So with this ruling now, where do things stand for Bedford?
Well, so we're in a wait-and-see mode. We're going to wait until about mid-October. Hopefully, we'll get past the period of time when either side can appeal and then be able to work with the state Department of Education in terms of payment if we can get to that point. But you never know.
Yeah, do you think it is realistic to expect the district will get back all of what it's lost last year?
I can't predict that one. At this point, I have no idea. But I do know that in the Dover case, the decision was that for fiscal year 15 and prior to that, many more districts were affected, and all of that is now off the table because of this decision.
Is it possible the town could seek any legal action if it feels the state's reimbursement is inadequate?
That would be up to the school board, though I could tell you that we've taken some action already in order to make sure that we're as well situated as possible to make sure that we get all the funds that we're entitled to.
What is that action?
So we have a suit in place that's pending the Dover decision here in Hillsborough County, along the same lines as the Dover case. But it's all pending the action of the decision in Dover.
I'm curious, have you talked to other superintendents or other districts around the state?
I have. So this is something I've wanted to simply make sure other districts were aware of. We've joined forces in terms of paying attention to what we really see as a general funding issue. This could be set up as a rob Peter to pay Paul situation, and I don't see it that way. There are districts who receive additional funding through something called a stabilization grant, and those grants are really important for districts that are either losing population or that have face other challenges. My hope is that this isn't a choice between stabilization on the one hand and adequacy on the other. All students have a right to an adequate education, and there are also reasons why some districts would need a stabilization grant as we go through a transition in funding.
So the district, Bedford, is in a kind of wait-and-see mode now. How much does that complicate things in terms of being able to plan ahead?
Right now, it's okay, because the decision we hope will be in place if it's not appealed by mid-October, maybe November 1. If it goes past that, we will have to budget what the law says, and that means that we'll have to budget, assuming that continuing in fiscal year 16 and 17, the last 2 years, we won't see the full adequate funding.
Chip McGee is superintendent of the Bedford School District. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.